on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Hundreds of people at Cape Town Pride have used the event to demand justice for the world's first openly gay imam, Muhsin Hendricks, who founded a mosque for marginalized LGBTQ Muslims, was shot and killed near Gqeberha last month. Led by bikers, marchers walked through the city yesterday holding up placards with the words "Justice for Muhsin" and pictures of the late imam. The motive for the killing hasn't yet been confirmed. These activists say discrimination against LGBTQ people is still rife.
I think it's sad that considering how progressive, you know, the country, South Africa, has been, to see that someone has been murdered because of their sexual orientation is honestly just so heartbreaking.
It was a sad day for us. It was a terrible loss, for the gay community.
There is such an enormous gap now as the first openly gay imam globally, and Muhsin did amazing work giving hope and being a pillar in society, particularly for Islamic queer people of faith. We're still trying to process his death.
A manhunt has been launched for the armed robbers behind a cash in transit heist near Mandini on the KZN North Coast. It's understood the gunman ambushed a cash van and its escort vehicle and opened fire on security teams on the R102 yesterday. They then fled with their firearms and an undisclosed amount of money. IPSS Medical Rescue Samantha Merrick says no one was badly hurt.
Two security officers sustained minor injuries in the incident and were transported to a nearby facility for further care. The R102 was closed to allow for further investigations.
And European leaders will join Britain's Keir Starmer and Ukraine's president for a summit on security in London today. Yesterday, the Prime Minister hugged Volodymyr Zelensky and told him he had the full backing of the UK. Crowds gathered in Whitehall to cheer Zelensky as he arrived. It was in stark contrast to the public showdown with Donald Trump the day before.
Thank you very much, Keir. Prime Minister, happy to be here. And really, I saw a lot of people, and I want to thank you, people of the United Kingdom, such big support.
Kurt Volker, a former U.S. special representative to Kiev, says the prime minister is in a good position to help restore relations.
It is good for Europe and Ukraine to be working together, but frankly, we need the United States to be part of that as well, or else we're not going to be showing a very strong front to Vladimir Putin. We need to keep the entire transatlantic community and Ukraine together if we're going to stop this war and prevent the next one.
Expect a high of 26 degrees in Durban and Dulundi, Richards Bay 27, Maritzburg and Ladysmith 22, Moore River and Newcastle 21, Kokstad 20, Margate 24, 19 for the Berg. We've got 2 metre high swells at the Durban beach this morning with sunset at 6:28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.